And I guess one of the big questions coming out right now in terms of the aromatase inhibitor is how long we use these therapies. Obviously, with tamoxifen, it was 5 years. We started out with the AIs at 5 years. And maybe you can talk a little bit about the NSABP B42 trial that's addressing this question. We have a lot of women who are coming up on 5 years of an AI right now because the AI data started to come out at the end of 2001. How do you approach these patients off study, and how do you bring in the issue of the NSABP trial?
Well, I think that we have to start with recognizing that there are decisions we make that are based as much on politics and societal values and concerns as anything else. Tamoxifen, of course, when it came out, was a drug that we assumed people would take the rest of their lives. And happily, unfortunately, I think the B14 trial included a re-randomization that looked at this issue. Had they not, we might have had a muddier picture. But not only do the toxicities, the endometrial cancer risks, the thromboembolic risks, et cetera, kind of continue to grow cumulatively over time with each year, but after 5 years, the benefit seemed to disappear. In fact, the group that received extended tamoxifen did worse. I do have to make the caveat that there are two large trials that are not mature yet. One, the ATOM trial in England, and the ATLAS trial, which is a worldwide trial looking at extended use of tamoxifen. And while we don't have any data from these trials, if one looks at some of the overview data, one might suppose that these trials may or may not line up quite as definitively as the NSABP trial. Furthermore, we may be able to suppose from the aromatase inhibitor trial with anastrozole, in which tamoxifen and anastrozole were given together in one arm, that there may be a group of patients in whom tamoxifen not only isn't protective at the beginning, but may in fact act as an agonist. That may be as high as 20%. So there are a lot of issues relating to the biology of tamoxifen and its duration that are unclear, but relate to its unique interaction with the estrogen receptor. When we speak of an aromatase inhibitor, we're now not talking about an agent that has any interaction with the cancer cell directly. We're talking about an agent that stops the availability of the agonist. And unless there is some other long-term toxicity that we're unaware of, unrelated to its effect on the cancer, it is unlikely that more than 5 years is going to be worse. And if there is any protective effect, one would expect that that would continue, much as any mechanism to eliminate or soak up estrogen production would. So I think that this has to be tested. It has to be tested because all of the trials were designed with the 5-year benchmark, and that is being tested. It's being tested in an NSABP trial that will look at patients who are on an AI. They're converted to the AI letrozole, and at the end of 5 years, they have the opportunity to be randomly assigned to continued therapy versus no continued therapy or a placebo. And I think that that will give us very valuable information as time goes on.